Why updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 28. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 23.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Marla Lucker said that Kansas needs $2.6 million in additional funds to recover from the October cyber attack that prevented electronic filing of documents and blocked online access to records for weeks. Lucker said in a written statement to the legislature that the courts need the money not only to cover the cost of bringing multiple computer systems back online, but to pay vendors, improve cybersecurity, and hire three additional cybersecurity officials. And she also mentioned that that price tag could rise. In other news, a possible cyber attack has now disrupted operations at Kansas State University after issues with Canvas and MediaSite as students return for the spring semester. This disruption happened around 9:25 a.m., and officials at K-State have said that it is their top priority to address this issue promptly and efficiently. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
During the extreme cold across the state, many ranchers have been asking the question, what rights do they have if the heat goes out during the extreme cold? Wichita attorney Chris O'Hara spoke with Cake News.
Well, obviously, we've got a pretty extreme situation here in the last few days in Wichita and the Kansas area. The law does protect tenants in these situations, and the landlords are under a duty to maintain a good and safe heating unit and heating system for their tenants.
O'Hara also said that some of the onus falls on the renter.
They can't just not use their unit all year and then all of a sudden turn on and then expect it to be working right at that point. For instance, they also couldn't just leave their windows open and turn their heating unit on and expect it to continue to work. They have to act, there has to be a reasonable, everybody just needs to act reasonably under the situation.
In other news, residents at the Gordy Square Senior Living Apartment Complex in El Dorado reported smelling something strange. When fire crews arrived, they found high levels of carbon monoxide. Kansas Mid-American Network.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has signed an executive order that will work its way through until February 11th, allowing truck drivers in the state of Nebraska to work extended hours to be able to haul critically needed fuel and oils during the extreme cold temperatures continue to rail on the Mid-America region. KGYN Scott's Bluff reports that the executive order is set to run through February 11th, as they say that they're hoping to help reduce delays and ensure power districts have the fuel reserves that are needed to keep up with the surging demand. According to the governor, during the signing of the executive order over the weekend, they say that they're currently experiencing extreme cold temperatures, along with the increasing electricity demands that in turn increases the pressure on the power districts that use the reserve fuel supplies. So far, energy companies in the state said that they are confident that they wouldn't see any brown or blackouts with the ongoing cold temperatures around the state, but want to make sure that they have reliable energy and resources to keep everyone warm and safe. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-America Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-America Network is here for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As the Kansas legislature reconvenes, the State Library of Kansas reminds residents of the Legislative Hotline, a resource for residents seeking information about state legislation or legislative matters. The hotline serves as a point of contact and can help residents identify legislators, access contact information, check status of specific bills, understand the legislative process, locate historical information, and answer other inquiries related to Kansas government. Kansans can connect with the Legislative Hotline, toll-free at 1-800-432-3924 or email infodesk@ks.gov. The American Legion Boys State of Kansas is accepting applications for its 2024 session to be held June 2nd through the 8th in Manhattan at Kansas State University. Kansas Boys State is for those who have completed their junior year of high school in the spring prior to the session. They will expand the pool this year to include those who will complete their sophomore year of high school this spring. Those interested should go online to ksbstate.org to apply. Application deadline is April 30th. American Legion Auxiliary Sunflower Girls State will be June 2nd through the 8th in Lawrence, the University of Kansas. Additional information available at ksgirlsstate.org. Beatrice Police advising recent vehicle break-in and thefts throughout the region and are prompting reminders to lock cars, especially when warming up during cool weather, and removing valuables or keeping those out of sight. If possible, park vehicles inside. Hella F. Holdrich, age 66, of Barnes, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Fancy Creek Zion Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery, west of Barnes. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Hella Holdrich. Shirley L. Jensen, age 89, of Waterville, passed away January 11th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Jensen. Gloria G. Hilton, age 94, of Greenleaf, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with a Ward Funeral Home in charge for Gloria Hilton.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. There will be a slight chance for some snow showers overnight tonight, cloudy with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Some snow flurries may continue into Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Northeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then flurries continue into Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows just above and below zero. North winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the single digits and mid-teens. Then mostly clear skies into Friday night with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. Warming up throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the single digits and mid-teens. Then partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows just around zero and in the lower teens. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Then mostly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 68. The average low 18, the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening at 5:29.
A sunny January can turn your evergreen trees ever brown. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 17th, the 17th day of the year. Comedians Jim Carrey and Steve Harvey share a birthday, and the first Volkswagen Beetle arrived in the U.S. from Germany on this day in 1949. What many people call winter burn on evergreen trees is actually a case of dehydration, and it's this time of year that trees are at most risk. On sunny January days, branches will thaw and lose moisture. They rapidly refreeze after sundown, but with frozen roots, the tree can't replace the lost water. The result is a brown evergreen tree by late winter or brown patches on the south or sun-facing side of the tree. The best prevention? Keep direct sunlight off the trees. Burlap screens are commonly used, but any shade will do the trick. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
At Prairie Band Casino, everyone plays a little differently. Hitting it big could mean ripping a ball in the Top Golf Swing Suites. Doubling down could mean dropping in for a couple's massage at the Cedar and Sage Spa. Going all in? Well, that's just an invitation to get everyone in the pool. Discover more ways to play your way.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big win for the Kansas Jayhawks last night over the Oklahoma State Cowboys with their victory 90-66, keeping the Jayhawks in the number three slot nationwide and putting them at 16-2 for the season. It was a big scoring night for Hunter Dickinson as he put 21 points on the board, playing 30 minutes of the game with 7 rebounds and 2 assists. K.J. Adams Jr. had 16 points for the night with 4 rebounds and 5 assists. The Jayhawks came out strong after the first half, putting 48 points on the board, keeping the Cowboys at 33 points in both halves of the game. With the victory, the Jayhawks are still tied for the number 2 slot in the Big 12 Conference at 15-2 for the regular season, 3-1 in conference play. The Texas Tech Red Raiders are still in the number one slot at 3-0 in conference play. Kansas State also squeaked out a victory last night, 68-64, against the number nine Baylor Bears, putting the Wildcats at 14-4 in the regular season. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Associated Press has released their latest college basketball polls for the top teams in the nation. And out of the top 25 teams nationwide, eight of them coming from the Big 12 Conference. As the Big 12 says they have a large presence in the top 25, with number one sitting at UConn at 15-2. Purdue's also tied at number two nationwide at 15-2. Kansas coming in number three position and the number one from the Big 12 slot at 14-2 overall, followed by North Carolina, Houston at number five, Baylor coming in on the Associated Press record at 14-2, sitting number nine on the record, with Memphis at number 10. The Oklahoma Sooners have reported to come in at number 15 for the top 25 list, TCU at number 19, BYU at number 20, Iowa State at 24, and the Texas Tech Red Raiders reporting in at 25 on the list. Other teams that have received votes from the Associated Press included Colorado State, San Diego, Seton Hall, Alabama, Grand Canyon University, and Villanova with two votes.
Play resumes Wednesday in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament at Onega. Back of the bracket in girls play at 3:15, Donovan West meets Blue Valley. And in boys action at 4:45, Washington County faces Donovan West. In the girls quarterfinals at 6:15, top seed Clifton Clyde meets number 8 seed Axtell. At 6:15, it's the 4-5 seed girls Frankfort versus Hanover. We'll have it live on FM 95.5. Boys quarterfinals at 7:45, top seed Clifton Clyde meets number 9 Frankfort. And at 7:45, we'll air the 4-5 seeds Axtell Troy boys game on FM 95.5. The Thunder Classic tips off at Nemahal Central High School Wednesday. St. Mary's and Holton play at 4:30. Marysville boys meet Jackson Heights at 6. We'll have it live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. And at 7:30, Nemahal Central will host Hiawatha. Marysville boys basketball on AM 1570 FM 94.1 this evening at 6. On FM 95.5, Frankfort Hanover girls at 6:15, followed by the Axtell and Troy boys.
K-State fans, the Sunflower Showdown is almost here. Your nationally ranked Wildcat women's basketball team hosts in-state rival KU at 1 p.m. this Saturday in Bramlage. Tickets to this weekend's game start at only $10 when you order in advance. Wear purple in Bramlage this Saturday and order your $10 tickets now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Stromanthe is a colorful relative of the prayer plant suited to indoor gardens. The colorful leaves of Triostar, usually sold as tricolor, make it a perfect gift for holidays like Valentine's Day and Christmas. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Its long, narrow leaves are green with pale veins. Stems and the undersides of the leaves may be red or purple. Tricolor has colorful green, cream, and red leaves. This tropical beauty requires high humidity and moist soil. Save time and boost the humidity by placing it among your other indoor plants or setting it on a gravel tray. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil is starting to dry. Pour off excess water or use the gravel tray to capture the water, boost the humidity, and eliminate this task. Grow Stromanthe in bright, indirect sunlight. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
KNDY.
Sometimes you run into someone who, when asked about where they live, will tell you they reside in a boring place. Perhaps they don't see much to do there, a lack of opportunities, or it's a place that just doesn't seem to prosper. Well, today I'm going to take you to a town that, without a doubt, is boring. That's not a slam against the city. They proudly claim they are boring. The story is next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Perhaps you think the place you live is not very exciting. There's nothing to do or anything noteworthy to see. Well, this town says as much in its name. Well, at least some people might think that is the case for the city of Boring, Oregon.
Boring apparently was the last name of one of the early Oregon pioneers, you know, like coming over the Oregon Trail and settling here. So Boring is the name of the family that kind of settled this particular area.
Cliff Berrickman is a citizen of Boring, and he is correct. The name is not a knock on this town for being bland, but rather the last name of William Harrison Boring. Mr. Boring was a veteran of the U.S. Civil War and settled in this area to farm. In 1874, he donated land for a schoolhouse, and soon the community was named for him, Boring, Oregon. Today, some might consider Boring a suburb of Portland, and it's a sister city to another pretty bland place.
We're the sister city of Dull, Scotland.
In fact, you'll see the signs in town proclaiming the tie between Boring and Dull. But people here embrace it. They even have some pretty boring events.
It's called Boring and Dull Day, where we kind of just celebrate being boring. They have like some ice cream stuff out. They have some fairly, you know, like booths out there where local artists are selling some things. And I think there might be a little parade or something. It's just an opportunity to be all boring together.
Lots of businesses love putting boring in front of their name. It makes them stand out in an unusual way. Cliff is a resident and operates the North American Bigfoot Center here.
I love being in Boring, Oregon. I often joke, like, nothing against the feed store, but the Bigfoot Museum is probably the most exciting thing in Boring.
And perhaps you can find time for an exciting trip to a boring place, or at least a place with a boring name. Traveling the countryside in Boring, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property auction, including guns, tools, appliances, furniture, and household items for Darlene and Randy Hatke. Saturday, January 20th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Guns sell at noon. They'll also be selling pistols, a gun safe, selling tools and miscellaneous, selling furniture items, including a leather three-cushion couch, love seat, and oversized chair, dining table with four cushion chairs, king-size bed, dressers, Samsung front load washer and dryer on pedestals just 1 year old, two upright freezers, flat-screen TVs, and miscellaneous. This public auction for Darlene and Randy Hatke, Saturday, January 20th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Outdated farm structures could be costing you money. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Fixing them up is costly, but improvements in energy efficiency will save you money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Look at the buildings on your farm. If they're showing their age, they may be draining your bank account. Outdated design and technology is prevalent in many farm structures, increasing operating costs. Making improvements to these buildings could save you lots of money down the road. Mark Greenwood is a senior vice president of AgStar Financial Services. He says it's a matter of looking at a structure as an investment and finding a return on that investment.
It could be energy savings. It very well could potentially even be water savings as well. So taking a look at whatever investment they might be making with regards to that overall structure and figuring out where they can help maximize the returns.
Have a professional examination of the flow of people and equipment inside and outside of the building, as well as calculations for both air exchanges and optimal temperature range. One of the top ways to get the best bang for your buck is to work on overall energy savings.
It could be just the overall structure itself, where you replace the roof, also potentially uses some type of solar energy as well, insulation. The other thing would be in-floor heat, geothermal heat that actually creates very energy-efficient environment.
Windows and walls and overhead doors should have double glazing. Weather strip the doors if they don't fit tight enough, because air infiltration is one of the largest heat wasters. If you have animals, machinery, or a shop in your building, install a video surveillance system to keep an eye on everything, or even wireless internet service. Spend a lot of time out there? Adding a bathroom would increase its worth and your comfort. Find more tips for upgrading your farm structures at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year, no raise? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway, Marysville.
A blessing of mine with it.
Leo's Jewelry sends a special message of gratitude to their valued customers and expresses appreciation for the loyalty, friendship, and business through the years, and is honored that of all the choices available, they choose Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953. Family Fair wants all our friends in the Beatrice area to know we appreciate your business. The loyalty of our customers is the key to our success, and we take pride in offering you the freshest bakery, deli, produce, meat, and seafood selections every day. Family Fair in Beatrice, shop familyfair.com for special savings.
Norris Motor Company in Marysville has a one-owner new truck trade. It's a 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model High Country Edition. They have a 2022 1500 LTZ71 package under 13,000 miles, as well as a 2023 Buick Envision Essence, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
Is there a better way to run the federal farm program? Find out today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Here we are again. The 2018 Farm Bill expired last fall, and we're operating on an extension of that until Washington can agree on and pass a new Farm Bill. Brad Lubin is an ag policy specialist at the University of Nebraska.
The Farm Bill that we have today, this extension for 2024, is essentially the same Farm Bill that we passed in 2014, which isn't that different than what we originally passed in 2008. Farm bills are evolutionary, yes. We've basically had the same farm program now for a decade.
Speaking of decades, Lubin says we've been rewriting farm bills every few years.
One clause says the current farm bill supersedes the 49 legislation as long as it's in effect. If there's ever a coalition that simply repeals that clause, then either we're done and the farm bill literally expires and we shut off the lights at USDA, or we turn the current farm bill into the new permanent legislation without an expiration date.
Which Lubin seems to think has some potential.
Then maybe it would be the easier fight for ag is to say, hey, the current farm bill has worked for the last 10 years. Just keep it and take away the expiration date and we'd be done.
Lubin presented at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Prices for new vehicles may be more affordable than you thought, and your new car or truck is waiting at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Go online and see their selection, or stop by the lot on West Court in Beatrice with hundreds of new and used vehicles in all price ranges. Put their finance team to work getting you into a new ride today. Check out incentives for new car or trucks now, and let them evaluate your trade-in. Stop by soon. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Online at twinriv.com.
KNDY.
Good Wednesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The January WASD report showed a record level of United States corn production in 2023. Mike Zozzolo, president of Global Commodity Analytics, says he was expecting the corn number to be higher than initially predicted. However, the boost in international corn production was the surprising number.
The global corn number, that was something that I was really expecting to drop pretty substantially because of the damage already done when it came to Brazil's corn. And on top of that, while Argentina looks like they are setting themselves up for a very good, if not near record crop in corn and beans, the ability for Argentina to offset the losses that I think have accrued from the weather that's already occurred in Brazil is something I think the trade and the USDA especially have not really priced in at all. And that's where I do scrutinize those numbers.
Now, there was an increase in China's corn production, which was surprising because the Asian nation appears to be also importing a very large amount of corn. Zozzolo, a longtime market analyst, says the markets need to start paying more attention to the details inside these reports.
If you looked at USDA's line items and world minus China, those ending stocks did not change at all. And this is where what I'm saying to the listener right now is what we learned in 2023, and it's continuing in 2024, is the trade does not scrutinize the commodity markets like it used to. And I think that's an excellent example, as is the example of increased hostilities in the Middle East, and crude oil has been losing value, not gaining value. This has got to change in order for us to see a different commodity trend in 2024.
Again, giving us the answers about some questions about global corn production and stocks, that was president of Global Commodity Analytics of Atchison, Kansas, Mike Zozzolo. And I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Next to farm your land. When there are no relatives to take over, start long before you retire to find an heir beyond the family ties on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
The farm and the family for generations is a dream for many. But if there are no relatives willing to be your successor, you'll have to look outside the family for someone to take over the operation. Don't wait till you're ready to retire to find that successor, because by then, it's almost too late to start looking. Finding the right fit can take many, many years. Melissa O'Rourke is an Extension Farm and Agribusiness Specialist at Iowa State University. She says the first logical place to find someone who wants a career in farming is in the neighborhood.
You could start with neighbors. Are there young people there who have an interest in farming? And remember, you might want to be looking for a farm family who perhaps has interest in farming, young people interested in farming, but maybe they have a limited land base or a limit in assets, but there's a high level of interest and energy.
Decide what matters most for the future of your farmland and look for someone with the qualities you want.
What is their community involvement or their involvement in school, ag organizations, FFA, 4-H? You're looking for a young person who's not just sitting around hoping a farm is going to drop into his or her lap. You want to look for people who have ideas, energy, good work ethics, honesty, and that you can work with them over a period of years and really get to know them.
O'Rourke has found if you have a long-term relationship with your successor over a period of years, you're more likely to be satisfied with the arrangement and maximize his or her chance to succeed. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about finding a farm heir at agriculture.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing Shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Tim Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday, lower numbers pretty much all across the board. February live cattle currently down 65 cents at 172.47. April drops 35 down to 174.82. Slight losses in the feeders as well. January feeder cattle down to 227.30. That's a 25 cent loss. March down 37 to 228.45. It's been a back and forth two-sided day of trading the hogs. February lean hogs up 37 cents to 71.15. April up 17 cents to 77.75. However, some lower numbers in the later futures. Into the grains now. It's been a slightly lower day for corn all day. March corn down a penny at 442.5. May's down 1.25 to 454 per bushel. Wheat's kind of been back and forth. However, weaker here through the later parts of the day. March Kansas City wheat down 4.75, under $6 to 496.75. May trading at 601.25. That's down 4.25 cents. Slight gains for the oats today. March oats currently up 1.75 at 354.25. A look through the oil seeds sees that the soybeans currently taking a big hit. March down 20 cents at 12.07 a bushel. May down 18.25 at 12.20 and a quarter. March soybean meal sharply lower as well, down 108 at 360.20. And March soybean oil slightly higher, up 21 points at 47.46. Cotton has been slightly higher all morning and through the midday, still with a 21 point advance in March at 81.54. May currently up to 82.53. That's up 25 points on the day. Taking a look now in the energy markets, February crude oil is down 45 cents a barrel, trading at 71.95. February unleaded gas is mostly unchanged all throughout the day today, slightly higher, trading at 212 a gallon. Heating oil in February down 3 at 262, and natural gas down 6 at 283. A look on Wall Street now here through the midday. S&P is on the fall as the Treasury yields rise, currently down 45 points at 4,720. The NASDAQ down 180 at 14,764. And the Dow Jones down 152 points at 37,208. Looking at the dollar index today, still a bit of strength. The March dollar up 23 points at 103.34.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on
Agriculture.
Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Winter kill can be a concern for many crop producers when the temperatures drop significantly. K-State crop breeder Mike Stom discusses what makes a winter canola plant most prepared to survive cold temperatures and how people can test if their plant is still alive. He says how established the crop should be to have its best chance.
So when you plant the crop on time, that allows enough plant development that you'll hopefully survive the winter. So what we typically say is canola needs anywhere from 6 to 10 true leaves and then approximately a foot or so of top growth. So that biomass makes the plant more robust to the colder temperatures. You know, we talk about having a solid root established. We talk about having a root diameter of approximately a half inch or so. Just having that robustness to the plant allows it to withstand some of the colder temperatures that we often get here in the Central Plains.
Stom reviews what helps canola prepare for frigid weather.
Plants, like people and animals, have to adapt to the cold. And so canola must go through a kind of a hardening process. It must develop winter hardiness in order for it to survive. And so what we typically see in the fall is, you know, temperatures gradually cool down. And so we have temperatures, you know, around the freezing mark, and that allows canola to harden off.
There is a way to see if the canola plant is still viable, and he explains how.
Really, the best thing to do is to just pull some of the plants out of the ground and then to squeeze the root and the crown to see if it's firm and green. You know, as long as that crown is not real mushy and weak, if it has a firmness to it, if it has some turgidity that we call it, then we know that those plants are still alive. And a grower can do this throughout the winter whenever they're concerned about their crop. Because we're going to see some natural leaf dieback. The crop's going to turn colors. You may think it's dead by just driving by the road because of all the brown leaves or the red leaves, purple leaves, whatever you see out in the field. You may think it's going backwards. That really may not be the case. You got to get out and walk in the field and pull some of the plants up to examine them to see if they really are brown and dead and dying. So yeah, that's just kind of a rule of thumb. Walk out in the field, pull some plants, and take a look at them.
That was K-State canola breeder Mike Stom on how to examine the crop for winter kill. Learn more by reading the article After a Better Start in 2023, What Factors Influence the Survival of Winter Canola. You can read it at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings, complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Tuesday's declines in share prices have the three major stock averages in the red for 2024. The Dow Jones slid 231 points to close at 37,361 yesterday. The S&P 500 lost nearly 0.4%. The Nasdaq surrendered 0.2%. A court ruling on Tuesday shook up Wall Street's airline sector. Federal Judge William G. Young ruled that the proposed $3.8 billion merger of JetBlue Airways and Spirit Airlines would hurt competition. JetBlue stock closed 5% higher after the decision. Spirit shares plunged 47%. Quaker Oats has issued another recall for dozens of products potentially contaminated with salmonella. The new recall expands the original list of granola bars and cereal to include certain varieties of Cap'n Crunch and Gatorade protein bars. Federal health officials say they've heard of no illnesses or deaths related to those products. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.
Hey friends, this is Savannah Chestnut, and this is my new song, Kansas and I.
country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.